If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Y'all, is there a difference between saying love you and I love you? Well, Lala Anthony believed so. And Memphis Bleek said he didn't want to hit childhood friend Jay-Z for Renaissance tickets, but he didn't have a choice.
Also, if you can get Tom Hanks to space, he'll get to scrub on your toilet. But first, Miss Jackson, whoa, whoa, whoa! I heard you did some research, girl.
Yes, I sure did, child. Listen up, Tanner. Because I found out Emily Ratajkowski has some body parts that are turnoffs for her, okay? Oh, wow. So on her podcast, High Low with Amrata, this is what she had to say about being instantly grossed out. You listening, Tanner?
Yes.
All right now. Emily said, my recent ick is men's ankles, exposed ankles. I hate that. A dainty ankle exposed on the hottest man will ruin my day. When they, like, sit down and their legs are up and I see their dainty ankle, I'm like, ugh. Em also went on to talk about how she dumped one guy because he wore short pants that showed his ankles.
How ankles turn you off? What?
People have things, man. Like, there's some people who don't like people who have tiny hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Everybody has a thing.
Jessica, pinch in your ankle.
But, baby, I have bigger things to hold up these ankles.
Okay. I like a phony ankle myself.
Wow. So what's that like get turned off? What's something that like would just completely be like, all right, deals off?
Cloud chasers.
Ooh.
Yeah. What about you? Jesse, you got
an
ick?
Man, I hate when a man's hairline is not neat.
Yeah.
I hate squiggly hairlines. I hate
comb overs.
Yeah, that's I hate comb overs.
I hate prints.
What?
Oh,
I hate print.
You're talking about like a tiger print on a shirt, right?
No, body like, print. I don't like print.
What you mean by body print? Like tattoos?
Oh.
I missed it.
I love a good print, baby.
Really?
Yeah. He's not talking about a little red print.
You're talking about gray sweatpants?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I enjoy a gray sweatpants. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a family show. This is a family show, y'all.
Yeah, it's the holiday season, guys.
Happy holidays, y'all.
All right, y'all. It is time for a Disneyland. Okay, Lala Anthony believes there's a difference between someone saying love you and I love you. She hit social media to ask her fans what they'd thought about the same yet different phrases, and here's what she had to say.
Is there actually a difference between I love you or love you? I love you feels more intimate, feels more like I love you, like really feel that, like you really have a connection with somebody or like you're really in love with them. Love you, yeah, you love this person and you'll look out for them and you love them, but like I love you, that's just something different.
Now who is this woman?
Duh.
This is not the TRL Lala.
Y'all ain't gonna do my girl like that.
Okay, hold up.
Y'all ain't gonna do my baby
this,
like that.
This is not the going on Lala Anthony segment.
Okay, my bad. Okay,
this is
ahead,
the love you or I love you segment.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, but we gonna say
make
this
a
first.
Safe, make
I
a
I thought that was Kim Kardashian.
I did too.
So,
I
but then, now we can talk about love you and I love you.
You're getting cold.
I say love you to my mama. You know, we say love you after we hang up the phone. You know, but it's hard to say I love you to somebody. That's too much.
No,
I love
you. Just want an extra,
really
like, you know, letter. Like,
my friends and I always say love you. Like, you know, when we hang up, okay, love you, girl, I love you. Yeah, but if you say I love you, yeah, I do feel like there's that.
I love you is intimate.
Yeah, I was tempted to say that. Yeah, exactly. That's more intimate, you know.
So I shouldn't say I love you to my friends.
No.
I should say I love you to the
person
whole,
you're intimate with, the guy who's doing your cab.
No, I think you can also say
to Bay the Builder. They the builder?
Yeah. Bob the builder.
Can they the builder?
Yes, he can.
Well, moving on, Memphis Bleek hated asking his childhood friend Jay-Z for tickets to his chick Beyonce's Renaissance tour. He should have said, I love you to Jay-Z.
Exactly.
Bleek said after hitting everyone he knew so his wife could experience Queen Bey and not getting the hookup, he had to call home for them tickets and check out how it played out.
So I hit all the top dogs. I ain't gonna even say no names. All the bosses. Say
they don't work for Ivy Park. They'd be like, I don't work for Ivy Park.
No, they ain't even say none of that. All of them said, yo, Bleek, what, you bugging? You know you gotta hit Jay.
All right.
So I'm like, I tried not to, but now I gotta hit you. I got to. I tried to go around and save it, but now this message gotta go to you. Like, yo, big homie, I need some tickets for the show. It's Wifey B Day. Turn me the ticket guy now.
That's kind of, it's funny, but it's also like, damn, why'd you have to hesitate?
Because you know the people you know. Jay-Z seems like the type of person who will cut you off if you need him.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if y'all doing stuff together, but if you need him for things, right. It seems like, all right, like, I'm going to put you in this category of people that I'm going to keep up. I would call Jay Pharoah before I would call Jay-Z for Beyonce tickets.
Ooh. All right, y'all. Well, Tom Hanks, who famously played a real-life astronaut in Apollo 13, wants to take a trip to space in real life and claims he'll do anything to make it happen.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, Mr. Gary, in a recent interview, Tom said he would clean toilets to telling jokes if it means a seat on the next moon mission, he told reporters. Now, Tana, can you do your best voice in Tom Hanks' voice for me?
Oh, my gosh, Tom, I don't know that I have a good... Buzz! That's my best Tom Hanks right there. I'll do all the work. I'll clean the toilet. I'll serve the food. I'll fold clothes. I'll stow the gear the way the others could be free. That way the others could be free to do other stuff.
Okay.
Okay, well, can you see Tom cleaning the toilet, y'all?
I can. I feel like Tom Hanks is one of them dudes who will get down for the crown and do whatever it takes to get the job done, man. 100%. He's dedicated to the craft.
I want to go to space, though. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay here where they got McDonald's.
Yeah.
Burger King.
Yeah.
And I go through a drive-thru.
Like, what do you do in space besides, like, space stuff?
Oh, I want to go to space so bad.
You do?
No,
why?
I'm like Tom Hanks. I'm like, think about it. Like, we went to space in, like, the 60s. That's like, what, 50 years ago? 60 years ago?
Child, when was that?
60 years ago.
Yeah,
so it's like, I should be able to go camp out on the moon over the weekend.
That's so true, though. We should be able to take, like, a little overnight trip or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like there's a reason why we haven't, though. You know what I mean? Like, why have we waited so long to go back? I feel like, you know, they saw something that didn't agree with. And
it's definitely
like,
white people. Like, there's definitely, I understand.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, it seems actress Jenny McCartney and her hubby Donnie Wahlberg can't get enough of each other. Yeah. So, Jenny was recently on with Hoda and Jenna, and she discussed how she and Donnie remain in the honeymoon phase, even after 9 years of marriage, and what they do to stay close when they're physically apart. She said this, "We can't keep our hands off of each other. Honestly, I swear to God, you can ask anyone we know. We FaceTime 10 times a day. We'll FaceTime asleep next to each other every night, unless the signal is terrible. But he's right there snoring on that pillow." I know you lying. Like, come on now. I know you lying.
I don't think she's lying, though.
What?
Really?
I don't think she's lying. Jenny McCarthy, like, she, you know.
I believe it, too.
She's had some other, like, famous relationships.
Okay.
They've been together for years. Maybe this is working out this way.
It sounds like you FaceTime a person as they sleep when you're not in the same room because you don't trust them.
Yeah.
They're not where they say that they truly are.
She said they FaceTime each other
next
while they're in the
other.
Same bed next to each other
you.
At night.
I don't think that's what she means. I think she means this is on the couch right there next to her.
Well, you need to say what you mean then, honey, because we interpreted it different, honey. And a person that talks that much in love, they're not in love. Trust me.
Really?
You don't think so?
Why do you feel? Why do you feel?
Because people always go say how much we're in love, honey, until you find them. I've been around many people that say they were in love. And they wind up.
You better stop looking over here, girl.
I mean, no. And divorced and stuff, so trust me, honey.
Have you ever liked somebody enough to FaceTime them during a relationship?
I never in a relationship.
He don't have a FaceTime. He got an Android.
He don't have a FaceTimeable phone.
No. Okay.
FaceTime is when you go meet the person, like in person.
Come on into the 2000s.
And someone brings a watch.
Face and tie. Up next, Rachel Bilson details how a friend ruined her flirtatious moment with Justin Timberlake. Ooh. We'll explain that after the break.
Oh my God.
I'd be mad as hell. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, y'all remember Rachel Bilson from the OC? Mm-hmm. Well, she could have ended up with Justin Timberlake. But she got blocked by her friend Olivia Allen. It happens. So Rachel and Olivia recently shared this story on Broad Ideas Podcast, and they were at a party back in the day, and they both thought JT was super hot. But Tamar, can you read what Olivia said?
I'll try. Don't know much about her, but all right. We were kicking it with him, and we were making friends with him. He was trying to flirt with Rachel, and I was drunk, and I sat in between them, and I was drunk and wanted to keep talking to him.
Yo, they all laughed it off, and that was the end of Justin and Rachel. And a few years later, he ended up marrying Jessica Biel.
She was the it girl, so dang, ooh, that could have been her, you know, but she messed up that moment, dang.
Who's Rachel with now?
Obviously, Tamar don't know her, so she ain't.
That's not shade. Don't stop putting me in your stuff.
Hey, not everybody knows everybody. There's a lot of people in Hollywood.
That's not shade.
I never watched the OC. Once I realized the OC didn't stand for Oak Cliff, I completely lost interest.
Rachel Bilson was on the OC. Then she went to do Heart of Dixie. She was married to Hayden Christensen, who played Darth Vader in the Star Wars prequel series. Come on, guys. Everyone knows.
Leave it to the
I'm gonna need you to launch your own website called Chickapedia. Because my man be knowing everything about everybody that we might have missed.
Also, won't it be your drunk friend who comes in and throws salt in your game?
Always.
Yeah, I don't have drunk friends around me.
Me either.
I don't like them.
But sometimes that's a play. You know, like, you know, you got everybody got that one drunk friend that will fumble the ball, and that's when you swoop in and be like, hey, pardon my friend, that person's an idiot. Then you swoop in and you seal the deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But how much alcohol are we putting in eggnog, y'all?
It depends, man. People get real heavy.
See, that's why I do Coquito, okay? Coquito's just right.
I thought you was going somewhere else.
No, Coquito's just right. The Hispanics know how to.
What is Coquito?
Coquito.
It's Spanish,
what?
Yo.
So good.
I need more. I always say I need more Hispanic friends in Atlanta.
They don't even come around this time of year.
Yes.
Before Christmas, I'm going to make sure everybody here who has not had Coquito gets some Coquito.
This is going to touch my soul.
My sister's Puerto Rican, so she be whipping it up.
I don't even like eggs. And I drink her.
Coquito got eggs?
They got eggs. Oh. Eggnog.
Yeah.
Oh.
Eggs.
Okay. Well, here we go. Keeping the eggnog flowing. That wasn't the only first meeting sabotaged by booze. Check this out. White Lotus star Lucas Gage and celeb hairstylist Chris Appleton got married and then divorced all in this year.
Nope.
But Chris actually first met Lucas at a party 5 years ago before they got together, and it was not love at first sight. Chris said, oh gosh, here we go. I had a partner at the time, and he said something to me drunk. I remember thinking like, oh, f*** off. But anyway, I didn't forget him. And then 5 years later, I saw him on my Explorer page, and I DM'd him. He's British, but he was hanging out in Australia when he said that.
Oh. That's why I see the kangaroo-ness of the
Because I was wondering that accent.
He had a little jumping spirit, right?
I pictured him holding a boomerang as he was talking, like, the whole night.
So Chris and Lucas, that's two guys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was cute.
It's up your alley.
But has there ever been a situation where someone's cuteness outweighed how annoying they were overall?
Yes.
Baby, honey.
I mean, you just have sex one time with the annoying person. Did you?
Do you have sex? How do you have relations with somebody annoying?
Well, because if he cute to get you there, honey, and then you know you do what you have sex. So.
Well, moving along. Next, when it comes to her songs, child, Shakira, Shakira, and her hips don't lie, and neither do her lips. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
All right, everybody, let's keep dishing. So Shakira has had 6 hits on the charts this year, according to Billboard, and it's partially thanks to her cheating ex, Gerard Piqué. And so, you like that? And some of the most talented artists do, such as myself, Miss Shakira let it be known how she felt about Gerard in her music. Well, apparently, Shakira's people wanted her to change some of her lyrics regarding Gerard. However, Shakira said, my lips do not lie, and I have to say. As a matter of fact, HK, do us the honors and tell us what Shakira said.
Sure. When I did that session, people on my team were saying, please change this. Don't even think about coming out with those lyrics. And then I said, why not? I'm a diplomat. I'm not a diplomat in the United Nations. I'm an artist. I have the right to work on my emotions through my music. Olé, olé, olé.
Hey, yo, what is wrong with
But that's not fair. I think you should be able to sue that person if they're going to talk about
the
you like
lies,
that.
That's my experience.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
your life is your life.
Taylor Swift been spending the last 20 years doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I would sue her. No. If you're talking about me and I'm not saying nothing about you, I mean,
Not slander?
That's slander,
that's not
yeah.
Slander
but there's ways to swing it when you're not name dropping people.
Right.
We didn't know who Mary J. Blige is singing about on My Life till
it's
later.
Okay.
And I was like, one of our best joints.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
You know what I'm singing about, but that's okay. Still a hit.
Oh my God. Well, moving along, y'all. Imagine being called by your man's ex's name by his own mama. Well, this happened more than once to Matthew McConaughey's wife, Camila Alves. And get this, his mama was doing it on purpose. Apparently, this was Mama McConaughey's way of initiating new people into the family. Camila said she would call me by all of Matthew's ex-girlfriend's names. She would start speaking Spanish with me in a very broken way, kind of putting me down a bit. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And Matthew has defended his mama by saying, my family is big on rites of passage and initiation, and you don't get into the McConaughey family easily.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that's kind of giving a little.
I mean, it's cute though. I mean, she don't remember her name, so just call her ex's name until you
that's
get
rude.
The name.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's so nasty and so rude.
No, it is. Okay, now Tamar, you had more than two people in your family. It was five of us. My mama called everybody name till she got to the right.
Yeah, I got that. But if you call somebody's girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, by the name of the ex-girlfriend, is disrespectful.
Right. Especially like when you're doing it on purpose.
Right.
Just you know like, what I mean? My mother just called him, hey, baby, come here, baby, come here.
Wait, hold up. You're telling me the Braxton family doesn't have an initiation? Like, when new people come in, y'all aren't...
Are they nasty and rude and calling people by different names?
No. I mean, like, I feel like y'all would just create songs.
Yeah, you know, the initiation is given very much like who your mama, who your daddy, where you from, and all this stuff. They didn't ask certain people that. I wish they would have, but.
Have they ever called a lawyer a cop or something like that?
They should have.
This is a holiday show.
That is.
Families like to fight during the holidays. It's part for the course.
You know what I'm saying?
Hit the button,
baby. Believe it or not, y'all. Yeah, Super manager Kris Jenner, baby, actually stopped her man, baby, Corey Gamble, honey, for getting a coin, honey.
I know that's right.
Find out, y'all, what happened to the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Yay.
Now, Corey Gamble, y'all, could have been known, honey, for being more than Kris Jenner's man, baby. Now, he could have been, honey, a star on the show Yellowstone, but Kris said no.
Oh.
Take a look.
If it wasn't for you, I would be a Yellowstone star.
I know. They asked you to be on Yellowstone, and you said no?
Correct, because I told him to say no.
Why would you tell him to turn down Yellowstone?
Because I thought he was going to have a romantic relationship.
Okay. Mm.
Wow!
But yo, man, like, Yellowstone is a huge show,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now he on Broke Black Mountain. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, man. You could let my man get out there and be great.
She made it very clear, bitch. I write these checks, honey. I said, no, you won't be doing that show, honey.
Well, do y'all think Corey would have been a famous actor had he been given the opportunity?
No, probably not. They would give him a little role girl, probably small. He would have been standing up there in the back.
I mean, judging by the acting we just saw in that clip, I don't think it would have worked out. I'm gonna watch Yellowstone.
Right, literally.
I was like, almost on that show.
Okay.
Line.
I don't blame her because I would not let my man do it neither.
What?
No, you're not kissing nobody.
For a
you
check? Must
hold up. Check for what?
It's acting.
No, you acting kiss over here.
I know, but I would always kiss for legal fees. Honey.
Okay,
I just
period.
Said that.
Period. And if it's Kevin Costner, baby, you're gonna get
you better
two
make
kiss.
Sure it's a good lawyer, girl. Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.